Real Estate Radio. This is Byron Lazine, One and Company, William Ravis Real Estate, along with my boy, my compadre, my fellow real estate agent, Ryan Casey from One and Company at William Ravis. What's up, dog?
Byron, what's going on?
Well, we got no Pat today. He's down in sunny Florida. Like, it's almost getting to be Florida season, you know? I'm going to dip my toe down there pretty soon.
Temperature dropped this week.
Yeah, it'll be dropping again this coming week. Coming up, I think it's supposed to be like in the 30s one of these mornings.
Sitting hard.
It's Wednesday,
coming.
Maybe?
It's so coming.
We got Ryan. He's been on the show before. What? How many shows have you been on?
I'd say a handful, maybe five.
Five of our best shows ever.
Yeah, most views.
So most listens. Most downloads on the podcast. You can always find this show if you miss it. You want to go recall a show. You can always find us on the podcast, CT Real Estate Radio. Even though we mix in, you know, we've got some a lot of Long Island listeners. Shout out to our Long Island peeps. Ryan, of course, is originally from Rhode Island. We talk about Rhode Island. Some Rhode Island callers.
Absolutely.
So, you know, but we're based here. The studio's in New London County. We're recording today on this Saturday out of our Guilford studio, our One and Company Guilford Goose Lane office. Makes it pretty convenient for us because we're both over here.
Right here. I can't tell you how many times I've been on vacation, like different places, and people are like, oh, where are you from? I'm like, I'm from Rhode Island, and they think it's Long Island, or they think it's part of Long Island.
Rhode Island.
They have no clue that's not a state.
That Rhode Island is a thing.
It's a thing. They think it's just part of Long Island. Oh, you're like New York. I go, no.
And Rhode Islanders and Long Islanders are very different.
Yeah.
I would say.
How so?
And in many ways. I would say in many, many ways.
What are you trying to say about me?
Maybe I'm saying that about the Long Islanders, but...
Yeah.
So we tend to talk more Connecticut. Talk about what's good here in Connecticut, the good stuff, and all of that. I'm a New London County boy, so I even talk the New London County game quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
You like your New London County trips?
I like New London County trips. I was all over today. I was all over the place. I was in Sterling, Milford
already this morning.
This morning,
jeez,
I've been killing it,
bouncing around.
Yeah, just going all over the place.
How many counties have you closed in this year? You are working all over the state.
Yeah, so Sterling is probably my farthest one as far as northeast. And then I have one under contract in Cheshire, but I have one in Bridgeport too. I think Bridgeport's probably farther than...
Well, it depends
which direction you want to go. Yeah. So we are...
So you closed quite a bit in Bridgeport this year.
Yeah. It's interesting. I know it's like different times of year, and this could just be a coincidence, but buyers that have been contacting me or sellers, I noticed it happens in one spot. Like Bridgeport seemed to be at the beginning of the year, and then it kind of trickled a little bit more going towards Rhode Island gradually as the year went on.
Yeah, things kind of group together, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what are we going to talk about today? I want to talk about how much money you need to afford the average home. You know, we've in the last few episodes, I don't know if we did it last week, but we've been talking about these stat updates in Connecticut, where we're at, all of that. Some more people are, well, actually a few less transactions this year than last year this time, but the average sale prices are going up. So we've seen the average sale prices go up. And how much money does that equate to afford just the average home here in Connecticut and in every single state? So we're gonna get into a bunch of that. What do you think? We're on the high side or the middle or the low side in Connecticut? Where do you think we're sitting, Ryan?
I mean, I think we're Connecticut a little bit higher, but I don't think it's gonna be that high. Like maybe if you told me middle, it wouldn't be too bad.
Middle of the pack,
maybe middle high.
What are some states you think would be the highest? You need the highest average income.
The first would be California. Would be the first one that would always come to mind.
I think they are first. I think we can give the peeps a little bit of information here. We're getting some information and data. The data. Do you go data or data?
I say
do
data.
You go data?
Yeah, got the data.
I think I do both. I don't even know.
That's all right.
The data.
We'll accept you no matter what.
Or am I creating my own? Zillow's got some data for us. And what did they say here?
California's the second highest.
No, third highest.
Third.
Yeah. Well, out of places, the second state, because Washington, D.C. is not a state. That's number two.
Mm-hmm.
In D.C., you need, the average house is $549,000. So you need to be making, household income needs to be $138,440 to get the average deal in Washington, D.C.
That's nuts. Nuts? That's crazy. I think it's crazy.
Huh.
What do you think?
We got one of those Northeast states in the top five. You see that?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yep.
Could be us. Maybe that'll be, that'll be how we give away Martin's money. You know, we got gift cards to the Spice Club, which is right next to our Niantic office, our one and company Niantic office. We've got gift cards to Oleos. We're gonna give something away in the show. Have you been to Oleos?
I have not.
Oh man,
great things.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We gotta get you to meet the Martin McKinney, the sponsor of this show, Service Station Equipment.
Yeah,
he buys all these gift cards. We just give them away, but he probably wants to meet you, Ryan.
Yeah, I'd love.
He usually doesn't let somebody come in on their fifth appearance on Real Estate Radio.
I don't blame him.
Without meeting the Martin.
Yeah. That makes sense. I don't blame him. Tell him to set up a time and let's do it.
You're asking for it now. I'm going to set up a time. I mean, you might have to work out of the Niantic office one of these weeks.
No, don't make him do that.
He'll come down to the, Spice Club.
Don't make me do that.
He loves the Spice Club. I got to tell you, he really likes hanging out there and tries to hunt me down next door, you know?
Yeah.
So we'll give away some on the next segment. Martin McKinney, Service Station Equipment, your residential oil tank specialist. They've got a bunch of gift cards. If you want to get the email ready, because we're going to do emails this show, we're not doing calls. Email is byron@oneandcompany.com, byron at one, O-N-E, and A-N-D, company.com.
Do not want to spell that last one. You're just like, you know what?
I can spell on the radio. And so get that ready. We're gonna have some fun with this. I think, you know what we'll do? We'll throw one out. We'll throw a little chum in the waters, if you will. A little chummy out there. And we'll give you a freebie. We're gonna give away a couple of gift cards. So email in byron@oneandcompany.com. Which Northeast state made the top five places where you need the highest salaries to afford the average home? We already told you DC was number two. We told you California came in on that list at number three. You need $120,000 and $120 average salary to afford the average house, which is worth $499,900 in California. California's a big place. You need a $500,000 to live in that big old state. There's some place, that's not true though, because there's some places you can get under that. If you want to be in the middle of nowhere, but
right,
you know, all those hot spots in California, $500,000 ain't even gonna get you anywhere.
No.
So which one of the Northeast states, which New England state, make it real easy, which New England state made the top five? Was it Connecticut? All right, could have been Connecticut. Email your answers in byron@oneandcompany.com, and if you're the first one to email in the correct state in the top five places where you need the highest salaries to afford a home, you've got some Martin's money. We'll give you a Spice Club gift card. You may see me and Ryan in there hanging out with the Martin. You never know. All right, stay with us. When we come back here, we're going to be giving away more Martin's money. What else are we going to get into? We got open houses.
Open houses.
We got some real estate data to dump on you. Data. Stay with us, data. Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, and stimulating talk. All right, we're back. We're giving away some more Martin's money. This is Byron Lazine, One and Company, William Ravis Real Estate with Ryan Casey.
What's up? What's happening?
How are we going to give away some more of Martin's money? If you missed the first call for the money, then I'll give you one more shot at it. If you email in to byron@oneandcompany.com right now, unless you're driving, don't do it right now if you're driving.
Pull over.
Just pull over.
Put that blinker on.
And email into byron@oneandcompany.com. Which New England state is in the top five places where you need the highest salary to afford the average home? We gave you some ballpark figures to try to, you know, start figuring this out. Washington, D.C., you need a $138,000 salary to afford a $550,000 home. California, you need a $120,000 average salary to afford a $500,000 average home.
Byron, I was like looking at this map and I was trying to find like some reasoning, right? Like I like to look at this and like, well, why this like this number high, this numbers are low in this state.
The heat map.
And I'm thinking, and here's my analogy for it. And you tell me if I'm right or wrong on this on this idea. When I was a bartender way back in the days of Providence, I worked in a place that had a pub downstairs in the basement, and there was a rooftop bar. If someone came into the pub and they asked for a Stella, it was $6.
Were you the pub guy?
No, I worked both places, but they wanted to keep me in the pub, but I still found a way to get out. Keep me in the basement and locked away. Stella in the pub, $6, $7 on the rooftop, $14. And people were like, wait, what are you doing? Like, well, how can you do that? I just was downstairs in the outlet. And I always say, you're paying for the view. You're always paying for the view. Now, would you say...
Just like in real estate.
That's what you're doing here, right? Is that... Byron, can you say that's the reason why? Like, you look at California, Hawaii, Florida is up there too. And, I mean, it comes with a view. And that
Yeah, I mean, definitely the shoreline or the coastal states are... they're up in those... The heat map's got the red and the maroons up at the top, and then the lower price states are down in the green. So yeah, that's a good analogy there. But it's also dominated on East and West Coast too.
Sure. Look at Michigan. Sure. I mean, they got water views there too. Well, lakes.
They do. They do have water views in Michigan. That's a good point.
40,000.
Yeah, you only need
a 40,000.
Average salary to be able to afford the average home in Michigan. And a lot of those middle states there.
And then boom, Colorado just jumps out of nowhere, 100,000. But once again, you're paying for the view.
They're saying 40,000 to 49,000. These are the states: Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, West Virginia, Kentucky, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma. Arkansas, Alabama, Mississippi, right? Is that all of them?
Yeah.
Idaho. That's the other one. I was looking at IA. I'm like, is that a beer? What is IA?
No, Idaho is ID. So IA is Iowa.
Iowa. Let's see. There you go.
Capital of Des Moines.
There you go. I knew something was fishy over
Not
there.
Not only are we learning about the cost to live in these.
Learning our maps. So those are the ones that are under $50,000 average household income. So, and when you look at that, that can be your combined, because, you know, two people sharing a salary in, you know, you basically are living in one house, you know, so that's how you kind of come up with that. But, so if you're married in, you know, Kansas right now,
you're in good shape
and you're each making 40, you're in really good shape. You're double where you need to be to have the average home in Kansas.
As opposed to California, you got to stay married. If you want to live in your house, you got to stay together. You got to make it work.
Not in Kansas anymore.
Best one I've heard in a while. That was a good one.
It was too easy.
It was right there. It was on a plate.
Anytime Kansas comes up, I feel like it's there for
it's
you.
It's right there.
For the taking. So, yeah. All right. So, how do we give away some more of Martin's money? We want to tie something into Connecticut, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So, if you haven't guessed already... What time here we got? I'm checking the time. If you haven't emailed in for the New England state, too bad. Time is up. This is how we do it here. We just make up the rules as we go.
You got to go.
So the time is up. We're going to tell you what that one is. You want to tell them, Ryan?
It was Mass.
Massachusetts.
And but Connecticut was a strong second
in the New England states, yes. Yeah. But we're gonna give them we're gonna make them guess what the average salary in Connecticut to be able to afford the average home. So that's where we're going here with the number two Martin's money question. But what was the average salary in Massachusetts?
You asking me?
Are you looking at it too?
Yeah.
I mean, I can give it to you.
But $101,320. That was the highest.
$101,320 you need as an average income in your household to afford the average home in Massachusetts, which is now $420,000.
It's unreal.
It says $419,900. I mean, are these like realtor prices, or I don't know how they're coming up with these nines at the end, but $420,000 is the average home in Massachusetts, according to this... article that we're referencing here.
Should we tell them the lowest one too, so that way they can have a buffer, or do you just want
Give them the lowest in New England?
So the lowest one in New England is Maine at $55,520. Good old Maine.
Maine's always bringing it up.
Yep.
So 55 to The top end in Massachusetts is $101,000. That's the average salary you need to afford the average home in those states. So where does Connecticut come in? If you get within 5%, we're going to give it to you. So 5% up, 5% down. First one within 5% gets Martin's money. We're giving gift cards away to the Spice Club in Nyanic, which, by the way, if you haven't been there, fantastic, fantastic sushi and Thai food. They've got the pho, you know, like the soupy stuff.
Yeah.
Love that stuff.
Yeah.
I think you should eat soup once a day, everybody.
You think it's
helps the soul.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Apple a day is good too.
A
soup a day and a creme brulee a day. And then you're good to go. And
look at that. There's our t-shirt. That's that marking those up.
That's a t-shirt right there. All right. So we're giving away gift cards to the Spice Club. If you haven't been there in Nyanic, fantastic. Got to check it out. Email your answer in. Where does Connecticut, what is the average income that you need in your household to afford the average home in Connecticut? Byron@oneandcompany.com is where you're going to send your answers to. That's Byron, B-Y-R-O-N, @oneandcompany.com. Whoever gets within 5% first of the average income that you need in Connecticut to afford the average home is going to win the gift card.
It's kind of interesting. I have some friends who live up in Boston, Massachusetts, and I just text them really quick because they went to Idaho to go see another friend we have.
Not Iowa.
ID.
Idaho, where you need $70,000 to afford the average.
Where you need $70,000. But I remember, I mean, they loved the trip, but they could not believe how cheap everything was, which I thought was interesting. So as soon as we looked at this, I looked at Idaho and it's at $70,000. Massachusetts is at, it's over $100,000. So, I mean, there is a jump. But they just said probably the cost of everything, food, clothes, is 1/3 of the price in Massachusetts.
Really?
That they paid for. So I was expecting it to be more in the green, as far as the heat map goes.
Closer to maybe 50,000?
50,000 for it. But they said everything was just dirt cheap. They went to like a fancy restaurant.
Well, the homes aren't cheap then in Idaho though.
I got a double. Summer. Yeah. I mean, that's as far as this report. Yes, that's true. But even Texas, too. I know a buddy who lives in Rhode Island. He wants to get out of here. He's done with Rhode Island real estate and paying the taxes. And
what is this report? Do you see what it says? I want to make sure that their average home price matches up in Connecticut with what the real number is. Do you see that anywhere in here?
I'm looking. Scan through it quick.
It's giving us Connecticut's income needed, and it gives you some of these other states the home price that
no.
gets. It just doesn't have that.
It doesn't have
so
it.
It's so weird.
Hmm. So, yeah, what's it based on?
I don't really like that. Kind of makes me want to discount this entire article that Pat Kenny sent us.
Thanks, Pat.
Pat, this whole entire thing now is a fraud of an article.
I guarantee you Idaho is a lot cheaper.
It only gives you what the house is worth for the top five. And then the rest of these states, so Connecticut's not in the top five. Colorado rounds out the top five. Hawaii was number one. In case you're wondering all this. Hawaii's number one, $153,000 income for a house worth $610,000, which is their average home price. D.C., $138,000 to get the $550,000 house. California need $120,000 salary to get the $500,000 average home. Mass, we just said, $101,000 to get the $420,000 average home. And Colorado is fifth, $100,000 for salary for a $415,000 home, but it does not tells you Connecticut's average income, but not what the average house is worth.
Yep. Hmm. So that kind of brings it a little to a tailspin here.
Well, because I wanted to, you know, kind of cross-reference.
Sure. No, absolutely.
That's interesting.
I'll get on the phone.
You're going to make some calls?
I'll make some calls.
Who are you going to call? Pat? He's sitting in probably Disneyland. Actually, did he go to Disney or did he go to West Palm? He's down in Florida doing something fishy.
Yeah. Oh, down there, $70,000,
which is, you know,
not too bad.
Right there with Idaho.
Not too shabby. So, hey, guys, you know, if you're listening to us right now and you're driving, you're thinking Florida or Idaho, Florida or Idaho. They are actually the exact same number.
For your average home, yeah. Yeah, not for your average experience.
No.
I don't know because I've never been to Idaho.
Have you ever been to Idaho? Don't knock it.
I'm sitting here knocking Idaho. I will gladly knock Idaho. There's maybe one person listening that has an Idaho connection, and you know, that's just the way it is. We're on the radio in the Northeast. If anybody's got the Idaho connection, go ahead, email me.
And you get a gift card.
I'll let you meet Martin. If you have a real, authentic Idaho connection, I want you to email me the full story, 4 paragraphs or more. I want details.
One good story about a potato, too.
Yeah, it's got to include a potato. If it doesn't include a potato, and if you've got a real, authentic story, I'll read it on next week's show. Although we got a really special guest next week. We're going to drop that before the end of this show, who the guest is next week.
I mean, I might have to wait for the potato story, though.
I'll read. Yeah, he might just have to get bumped out a week. I'll read the entire story, and we'll set you up with a meeting with the Martin if you have a true Idaho connection. I feel like all those states, because I'm never planning on moving to Idaho or, you know, Wyoming or any of those areas, I could just continuously to bash them forever and have no ill effects on my life.
You've been within that region of, what about Colorado?
Vegas.
Or Utah?
Been to Vegas. Vegas. Vegas, baby.
Yep.
I want to go to Colorado. I want to go to Colorado. I definitely want to go
heard
to
heard great things about Colorado. Never been.
Yeah.
On a flight. Stopped there, but.
I've been to Arizona, which is obviously south of all that, but California, you know, that's about it. All right. Let's take a little break here. We'll come right back. We'll give away some more Martin's money. We're just feeling in the giving mood today. So we're going to give away a ton of Martin's money. We'll do some open house stuff. You're on Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk. Real Estate Radio, we've got our open house segment of the weekend here. Are you ready, Ryan?
I'm ready.
You look ready.
Get a little disappointed, but there are none today.
There are none today.
There
but
are none today. But let me tell you about Sunday.
We've got some for Sunday. So before you get into them, Ryan,
yeah,
let me just remind everybody, if you've got an open house that you ever want us to promote here on Real Estate Radio, we are not discriminating against any type of open houses. You could be a for sale by owner. You could be just maybe somebody, an agent, another agent. We're working with all agents, brokers. You could be just the seller. You want some more eyeballs on your open house, send it over to us. You can find
more
us
than
on
happy to read it.
oneincompany.com, Byron at oneincompany.com, Casey at oneincompany.com for Ryan. Just send it over to us and say, hey, I want this on the radio next weekend, and we'll read off your open house. We're glad to do that. So, Ryan, take away the One and Company at William Ravis Real Estate open houses of the weekend.
So for tomorrow, October 6th, Sunday, we're going to start off with Paige. I love Paige. She's awesome.
Love Paige.
She's awesome.
She's incredible.
She just comes in
to the
office.
We got to see Paige Slocum. So if you know Slocum Liquor Distributors, we got to see the Mr. Slocum.
Stop by. First time I met him.
Stop by the party. You never saw him.
Huh? Almost didn't see him.
Great guy, John's great guy. All right, go ahead.
So Paige will be at 30A Brockett's Point. So that'll be 3A and then just the letter A, Brockett's Point Road in Brantford, Connecticut. And Paige is going to be there from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. because she wants to be back in time to watch her Steelers.
Ugh.
I know.
I don't think she wants to watch the Steelers.
She still cheers them on.
Nobody wants to watch the Steelers.
No one wants to name the Steelers want to watch the Steelers. This is an awesome property. It's an oceanfront home. It's not too far from like Stony Creek Brewery and the Thimble Islands and all that
have
stuff.
Have you been
going
over
on
there?
Yes, I have. Not to that specific house, but I know the area quite well.
Coming back from your island?
The
listing.
Island. Yeah, I was there this week.
We got to tell everybody about your island.
We can talk about
wrap up the open houses.
We can talk about the clam.
Let's get into the clam.
Yeah, we'll talk about the clam.
The clam island.
And then as soon as you're done heading to Paige's, like I said, she's from
so 11, where is that and when
11
is
a.m. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that was at 38A Brockett's Point Road in Brantford, Connecticut. Go see Heidi, our newest agent. Got to hang out with her too. Awesome person. So glad to have her on the team.
Heidi just joined from another brokerage. She's been in the business 3 years. This year alone, over 20 closed transactions year to date. So she is bringing the heat over to One and Company.
Bringing the heat and just keeping up with this great environment. She's funny. She makes us laugh. And you can see that she really cares and
is dedicated
to work. No, I wouldn't go there. But if you want to see a semi-funny person, go see Heidi at 607 Fox Hop Yard Road in East Haddam. These are new development homes. That's from 1 to 3. And got to check what the weather is tomorrow, but go shoot some golf over there as well.
Yeah, 607 Fox Hop Yard Road is just a ridiculous property. It's on the third fairway at Fox Hop Yard. And this one's on for $1.1 million. But Ucello Development, they're the developers, and they've got packages starting as low as $699. There's other lots available. You get 1 year golf membership when you buy in over there. We're actually throwing a ridiculous party on October 19th and the 20th, the Parade of Homes. And you know what? Next week, I will absolutely give away tickets to the Parade of Homes. We're going to be doing the live remote 94.9 show from Fox Hop Yard on October 20th, that Saturday. Live remote 94.9 Real Estate Radio is going to be live from this house. We're opening the house from 11 to 5, both Saturday and Sunday in 2 weeks for the Parade of Homes. Fully catered. We're going to have those, what are those things everyone loves? The beer growlers.
Oh, yeah.
Growlers from a little house in Chester.
Okay, nice. Brewery.
Yeah, so
awesome.
So we got some cool stuff coming up there. But obviously, if you can't wait the 2 weeks, go and see Heidi tomorrow.
She'll be there, one to three. And then once you're done with Heidi, if you get there early, you can make it in time to, if you heard of it before, the 66 High Street in Guilford. Yep, the tour of this award-winning community with Nicole from 1 to 3. And just some great stuff still happening over there.
Yeah, that's Horton Group Development over at 66 High Street. You can walk to the green from that community in downtown Guilford. You can walk to the train. You can walk to Jacobs Beach. It's just ridiculous location, setting, looking over the marsh and then all the way to Long Island Sound. There's still a couple of units with ridiculous views remaining, one level living, elevator up. Really that high-end luxury, but don't have to worry about a damn thing type of living. 66 High Street, Guilford. Nicole will be there 1 to 3.
Take me there now.
Take me there. Is that a song? Dude, I just saw Billy Joel.
Yes.
Last weekend. And that was at MSG. And I cannot stop playing Billy Joel all week.
What's your favorite Billy Joel song? What's one that you've been putting on repeat nonstop?
The repeat is We Didn't Start the Fire.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Good song.
I'll be sucking your head all
day.
The
video's great.
Yeah.
Good video. The other one, what else have I been playing? All of them. Just on, you know, go to Apple and just play all of the hits.
I mean, you tell a guy like that has so many hits, right? I mean,
just... He was doing this thing. I don't know if anybody's ever... Have you ever been to Billy Joel?
I have not.
That was my first one. I don't know if he does this all the time at his concerts, but I know he plays at MSG a lot. And in between each song, he was kind of like acting like he was a radio jockey. And the hits keep on coming.
Yeah,
he's doing that whole thing.
Yeah.
And it was pretty funny. He kind of showed a little bit of his personality. He's kind of joking around with it.
Which is important.
Put on a great show.
Which is important. Like, you just don't want to see a guy play the songs that you always hear. You also want him to be able to interact. I go into a few concerts, great songs, loved the guy, but it was kind of plain.
He interacted. It was good. I got my popcorn. I got a popcorn. Popcorn. I had a little tequila too, but.
Popcorn with the tequila.
More popcorn than tequila.
Yeah, that's good. You need something to soak it up.
Soak it up.
Yeah, the popcorn is the way to go. So if you get the hot dog and hamburger, let's soak up that tequila with some.
Let's talk about Chiclam Island. What are you still showing that through the fall?
So
somebody wants to see the island. Somebody wants to buy an island. Ryan Casey is the guy flipping islands.
So right now. You can't. Let's just kind of. We'll back up a little bit. You can't buy the island itself, but you can buy a house
on the island.
That is on the island. There are five other houses on there. It is part of the Thimble Islands. It's the last one. It's the last Thimble before you start to go too far west.
How many houses are on there? So you can buy 1/6 of the island. Is there six houses? How many?
There
houses
are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Six
there
houses.
Are six houses.
You can buy 1/6 of the island.
And I've been there probably about, maybe let's say 12 times, and I've only seen one other person on the island. It's empty. Wow. One person. The nicest house has not been on and has only been there twice in the last 20 years.
Wow.
So you have a lot of privacy if you're worried about your neighbors being too close.
Who was the other person? Your buyer?
No, just another person that I got to meet.
Somebody from one of these
Someone
houses.
Someone else on the houses. Yeah, and it went well. I mean, the dock does get removed next week. But
so you got to get your showings in this
but
week.
I think we found our buyer.
Yeah.
Yeah. We took him out last week. He's from California.
Good.
He owns an island in Sweden. So
he's an island guy.
So that's the problem, right? I have all these people come and they're like, oh, yes.
I've never owned an island.
This and that. They're all excited. And then they get there and they're like, oh, no. Like,
it's kind of like camping out there, but you don't need the tent or the camper. You've got a house.
Yep. There's no electricity. There's running water. There's public water if you want that. Propane.
Public water.
Public water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
And septic, obviously, which is interesting because I got to figure out how they bring... Someone did it last year.
How they're coming to pump it.
How they're
on
coming
the boat?
To pump it. Yeah, so well, someone asked that question and I got to do the research for my Californian guy.
Has your owners pumped it? No.
No. But they haven't been there in over probably close to 10
years.
Yeah,
if you're not using it that often.
Yeah, you're not flushing away. But it can be done like anything else. But it was great. I had a couple of the ladies of our team went to go check it out last week. And they loved it.
It's all made it back. That's what I was happy about.
Yeah, right. I think Nicole's trying to push me in, but it's into the water. But
I don't want to be falling into that water now.
No, no. But it's been a good experience. It's taught me a lot to, especially, you know, when a buyer wants to see a house and you're always kind of like, okay, well, I'm excited because a buyer's going to come check out this house. This really taught me about pre-qualification because I was getting on a boat every time.
You're on a boat. You better make sure these people
can buy. I was like, here are the numbers. I'm like, did you get the numbers? And they're like, yes. I'm like, did you look over the numbers? Yes. How do you feel about those numbers? Like, I just kept asking these questions. But most of the time, they still want to get on the boat. And then it gets real, real fast when they're on the island.
Has anybody gotten to the boat, taken a look at you, then looked at the boat and changed their mind?
No, no one's... I've almost done that once.
Where you almost changed your mind?
I almost changed my mind. No, I mean, people get out there, but we've had a couple people like just have.
Have you ever been halfway on that boat ride and thought, man, should I just jump in and swim back?
That has crossed my mind many a times. I ask the guy all the time, and his name is Mickey, great guy, who's taking me out on the boat. I go, Mickey, how deep is this water?
You're Ryan captain, though. You have a captain with you?
I mean, I like to think of myself as the captain. I'm usually in the front, like George Washington crushing the Delaware, but... George Washington wasn't pushing that boat, wasn't oaring it.
You better make sure that's a true George Washington stat. We've got a lot of fact checkers on 94.9.
Yeah. That'll... I mean, you look at the portrait, you know what I'm talking about, right? He's right in the front. He's got that Heisman Trophy knee kind of...
He's got the knee kicked out.
Knee kicked out, the Captain Morgan kind of thing. And I don't see him with an oar, so just because you're not driving the boat doesn't mean you're the captain.
Oh, boy. All right. That's Ryan Casey, folks.
Hey, guys. It was great...
One in company, William Ravis Real Estate. Of course, we're coming back. We got some more fun.
Yeah.
All right, we're coming back. Real Estate Radio, stay with us. We'll probably give away some more of Martin's money. You're listening to 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk. Ryan, this is what we're going to start calling the free format final segment of Real Estate Radio of the show.
Yep.
So, you know, if you've got more historical facts, you know, you're talking up George Washington last segment.
And what about the other guy?
Harriet Buttonwoods. What was the name of this guy again?
Button Gwinnett.
The Button Gwinnett guy. Which you shared that fabulous story with us on the show.
I mean, I can't tell you the reception I got.
First show you were on?
Last one, I think.
If anyone remembers the Button Gwinnett story.
We'll give you a gift card.
You can go find it on the podcast, CT Real Estate Radio. But if you just remember it, email me in what you were thinking when that episode aired.
That was right before. Well, I mean, it was somewhat related because it was the 4th of July week. And
that's right. It was somewhat related.
Yeah.
Somewhat relatable to nobody.
Yeah.
But in Gwinnett.
And then you wished everyone a happy holiday. And that was...
I said,
Merry 4th to you.
I did wish everybody a merry, merry 4th.
That's when they pulled the plug.
Yeah.
So... But when I look him up.
The holiday season. The holiday season is back upon us.
That's what you said.
Yeah. Well,
technically, though, it is, right?
It is right now.
I think I put on my Instagram. I was in Home Depot, and there's all the Christmas stuff out. I was like, too soon or not?
Well, you also have all the other holiday, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur coming up, right?
Yeah.
It's the holiday season.
Next week.
Tis the season.
Yeah, tis the season. So
for all the holidays. All right. We already gave away some of Martin's money earlier in the show. If you emailed in on that Massachusetts one, maybe you're a lucky winner. Massachusetts being in the top five for states where you need the highest average salary to afford the average home there. And they were at 101,000. Was it 101?
101, yep.
And Maine came in the 50,000 range, 55, something like that.
Yes.
Maine was at 55,000. So where does Connecticut sit? What average income, household income do you need to be able to afford the average home here in Connecticut? You still got a chance to win that. All you got to do is email in byron@oneandcompany.com your answer. And if you're within 5% of that annual income, either up or down 5%, we're going to give you the gift card to the Spice Club. All right. So this is Martin's money round. Yeah, Martin McKinney, Boys and Girls Service Station Equipment, buying these gift cards. We're giving them to you. And so email your answers in, byron@oneandcompany.com.
How'd you feel about that number?
Makes sense to me.
It does?
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
With the average home and then what you know, depending on what town you're in, where you're going to be sitting in taxes for the average home, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
And it's not, you know, it's not nearly as high as Massachusetts.
No. Nope. I mean,
you need a lot less money right now to live in Connecticut than Mass.
Let me ask you this now. When I kind of gave my analogy, if you didn't hear it before, I used to bartend. And if you got a Stella in the pub in the basement, it was $7. And if you went on the rooftop bar, it was $14.
Massachusetts is the rooftop bar?
I'm sorry. What did I say? Back me up here. If I was in the pub, a Stella was
$6.
$6. And yeah, on the rooftop bar, it was $14.
Yeah. Would you say? If you had the pub, Ryan was serving you the beer. Who was serving, by the way, on the rooftop?
I was.
No, you were in the pub.
We kind of would go back and forth. You know, they put me on certain days, the slower days.
Hmm.
And then I was usually in the pub. But I'll tell you what, the pub's where you made your money, was on the rooftop. But we'll get back to the booze if you want. Actually, I was going to bring in my, I brought in these two nice Frank Sinatra albums.
I saw those albums.
What's going on is happening is my wife is 20 weeks pregnant. So all my stuff is leaving. So
it's all leaving. So you're bringing it, you're going to bring all your shit, all your stuff
in
here.
Have you seen my desk? Look at that. I mean, that's just, that's great stuff. Yeah. But kind of going back to the question, $6 for a sale in the pub, 12, let's say, on the rooftop. But you're paying for that view. That's why that cellar is more expensive. You look at Connecticut, you looked at the numbers. Are you really paying for a view as opposed to California or Florida? I know you can't, we don't want to get into the number too much, but do you feel like it adds up or it makes sense?
Oh, and I mean, California was $120,000 you needed.
Mm-hmm.
I actually thought that was low.
You thought it was low? Yeah. Wow.
Based off of, you know, where, what did we say? Idaho is at 70,000.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to Idaho, so I guess I can't really say this, but I've been to California, and I got to tell you that state is very intoxicating. It is unbelievable, the weather, the, you know, I don't pay taxes to California, so I don't, you know, I'm not taking that into consideration, but when I'm out there, it's incredible.
It's gorgeous.
It is. It offers so much. I mean, you talk about the view. That's the state. That's why all kinds of young people are like, I want to go to California. I got to do it. You know?
It's like the worst state they can go to.
Well, if they don't want to pay taxes, yeah. But for I'm talking lifestyle experience, yeah, culture, sure. All that kind of stuff.
What's your
that
favorite
people
part?
Care about.
LA or are you more like
No, really just anywhere.
Yeah?
Not anywhere, but. You know, a lot of people, I don't really like San Francisco. I've been there. Not my thing. But South LA, you know, between LA and San Diego, that strip of the shoreline, it's incredible.
Here's a crazy thing for you. You ready? No.
And wine country up north is fantastic. I mean, it's quiet. It's peaceful. I like that too.
You like all my trivial stuff? Do you know Reno, Nevada is farther west than Los Angeles is?
I did not know that. I mean, I don't know why I would know that, but well, I don't know why you know that.
Wouldn't that be weird, though? Would you think, like, Nevada? I mean, you have
California. California's got that little V there.
It kind of dips in.
That's another Ryan Casey fun fact. George Washington, Button Reno, Gwinnett. Nevada, and Button.
Button Gwinnett.
Gwinnett.
Yeah.
That's right. Maybe you should come around next week. We got a big guest next
I think this
week.
Was all from bartending, to be honest with you, when you had the small chat and you had to keep things going.
You get some freak on the bar stool that's got all this endless information.
You ever have a Manhattan before?
Yeah.
Do you know why they call Manhattan a Manhattan?
No.
So 1 ounce of whiskey, one ounce of whiskey, 2 dashes of bitters, and 1 ounce of vermouth. I think I did that backwards. No, I did it backwards. My bad.
Glad you were. I'm glad I didn't go to the pub, but I went to the rooftop.
I did it backwards. 2 ounces of whiskey, 1 ounces of vermouth, and 2 dashes of bitters, which creates the number 212.
Okay.
Which is Manhattan's area code.
Area code, wow.
Got that backwards. Let's think of 121.
212, yeah. So you're on there. You're on the money there. I didn't know that. That's another fun fact. Yeah. I don't know a lot of these little... I bet you a lot of people knew that one, though. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I've asked bartenders a few times, and they didn't know.
So next week, let me check the old calendar here, make sure that I'm not picking the wrong week. Yeah, next week... We've got a first selectman coming on the show.
So that potato story is just going to have to wait.
No, I'd love for you to read the potato story. Or someone's got to send us the potato story. If someone sends a potato story and Ryan's going to read it in front of The first selectman of Madison.
Yeah.
We got Tom Banish coming in next week, and he's got to win, I guess, his spot. So we'll see what. I just want to really kind of see what's up with my new hometown. I've been in Madison now for a year, so you know, I want to make sure it's heading in the right direction.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. I gotta have the other guy on too. I gotta see who he's running against. But Tom Banish coming on next week, first selectman of Madison. Really excited about that. Madison, like I said, I've been there a year personally. It's a incredible place. So he's been the first selectman, so I'm, you know, certain he's had a lot to do with that. But really, really good, well-run town. Taxes are high. I mean, there's no question about that. But you do get in that town what you're paying for in terms of what they're providing to the residents. Based off of my experience in the last 12 months, I've really enjoyed it. So looking forward to having Tom on the show. And you should hang around, see if next week, see if maybe he'll let you read the potato story on here.
One can dream, right? One can dream.
One can dream. So next week we'll do that. We'll obviously give away some of Martin's money. If you still got one last shot here, we'll give you one more chance here to win this week's Martin money. Martin's money, of course, is sponsored by Service Station Equipment and the boys and girls over there. I love saying the boys and girls, like it's a club, you know.
Right, yeah.
They're your residential tank specialist. They've bought a bunch of gift cards to the Spice Club. We're giving them away to you. And our question here of the week is, if you get within 5% of the average household salary that you need in Connecticut to afford the average home, we'll give you the gift card to the Spice Club. So email your answers into Byron@oneandcompany.com. All right. You got any parting shots here, Ryan, that you want to leave the real estate radio land, the people of the real estate radio with? What do you got?
I think you had a great line this week, and I want to kind of say it to our listeners.
Uh-oh.
It was a good one. It was
the profanity out.
The most prepared sellers make the most money. And even if you're having thoughts about selling in the spring, now is the time.
The most prepared sellers make the most money. That's such a true statement right there. And you know, I'm looking out our window here in our office in Guilford on Goose Lane. We have an office in Nyanic and then one here in Guilford. We actually have windows, unlike at the radio station. You're like in a dark cave with nothing but Osama bin Laden photos on the wall staring back at you. No, that's not true. Lee Elsie's studio is gorgeous, by the way. If Lee's listening, just love your studio. It's fantastic. They've been making some improvements over there every once in a while. But I'm looking out our window here, which beautiful windows, beautiful view. And a lot of leaves still on the trees. A couple of them are changing colors. Got a little bit of yellows and reds out there. But the point of this is, if you're thinking of selling your house in the spring, right? To Ryan's point, the most prepared sellers make the most money. If you're thinking about selling in the spring, you might want to have a conversation now. Backlog the marketing, right? Get the professional photographer, the aerial work done now while you have some leaves. How hard is it to edit leaves back onto the bare trees?
Takes time.
Takes time. Ryan,
takes a long time.
Brian's got quite a bit of experience in that.
Grass too, and you're trying to get rid of the mud.
So get those locked in now so that you can prepare and then hit the front end of the spring market, which could start as early as February, March. Kind of depends how much standing snow we have. But I have a feeling it's going to be a strong spring. A lot of the buyers start earlier than you think. And having great, fantastic marketing on the market early always matters. So where can people find you here during the week, Ryan, if they've got a real estate question? Maybe they are thinking about selling or buying or investing. Where can they reach out to you?
Yeah, absolutely. My email is the best. It's KC. That is my...
It is not the best in the email.
It's not the best, but I would say it's good for me. It's KC@oneandcompany.com, which is my last name. Everyone else has their first name, and I'm just trying to stand out in the world.
Yes.
So I did.
But my point is, the best is not part of it. Don't type in the best. The email is KC.
Oh, yeah.
At oneandcompany.com. Sure. So that's where you can find Ryan. You can find us at oneandcompany.com. We hope everybody has a great Saturday, a great weekend. Any happy holiday cheers from you, Ryan?
Hey, let's go watch some football tomorrow.
There we go.
Happy football.
Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk. Have a great weekend.